1320 WILS. I am Michael Cohen. Thank you for joining us. My next guest spent his entire life being asked the same question. What is your dad really like? He's here to tell us. Michael Reagan joins us, the eldest son of Ronald Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. He has a brand new book out, the title, Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. Michael Reagan, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you very much.
I should know you've had your own time in talk radio. You hosted the Michael Reagan Show. How do you look back at your time in talk radio?
Well, I enjoyed it. In fact, I think I tell the story in the book. It's really kind of interesting. Campaigning all those years for my dad, 1960s for governor, 1970s, 1980, of course, for the presidency of the United States. You know, I knew very well how my father felt about different issues. And then I remember being in talk radio, and I remember somebody calling me one day and said, okay, that's how your father feels, but how do you feel? And I realized when I started talk radio, I had no idea how I felt about different issues, different things, because I always couched my answers based on what my father thought, because it seems I was always trying to get him elected. Uh-huh. And so I had to begin the process of finding out why I believed the things I believed, so I could move forward.
How difficult was that to try to really get down to what you thought and talking about it on the radio?
It wasn't really that tough. I mean, because it took a while as we went through the system. But actually, my listeners kind of helped me out because I started getting all sides of different issues. I read a lot, whatever. You know, I talk about my father in the book. Know what you believe and know why you believe it. He did. I didn't.
Talking to Michael Reagan, his brand new book, Lessons My Father Taught Me. You're the child of Ronald Reagan and his first wife, Jane Wyman. What was the experience like in terms of dealing with Nancy and your relationship with her as a stepmother? How would you describe that?
Well, I mean, our relationship wasn't that great. I mean, it wasn't that great with her own children either. But I talk about that in the book. If you could understand Nancy Reagan, the day she was born, her father walked out on the family. The day she was born, and she never forgot that, and just made a promise to herself, that's never going to happen again. No man's ever going to walk out of me. Mm-hmm. My father, you know, is divorced by my mother, and it's devastating to my father, who makes a promise to himself, I'm never going to have another woman walk out on me. So these two meet, fall in love, get married. And one says, I'm never going to have a man leave. One says, I'm never going to have a woman leave. Mm-hmm. And they bond like that. And that relationship bonds. It's very hard for anyone else to come between them because of that bond that they have. Hard for their own children to get in. Mm-hmm. Hard for anybody to, in fact, get in the door.
And did you ever express that to your father?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. But, again, it wouldn't go very far because his bond with Nancy. But my time with my dad, I mean, I had a time with my father. I write about going out to the ranch. I had 20 years with my father, riding out to the ranch, riding horses, swimming, shooting ground squirrels, chopping wood, as well did my sister 24 years, before my dad got involved in politics. And Patty and Ron didn't have that kind of time with their dad. They didn't have that ranch time, the amount of time that we had. You know, it was 1966. They moved out of their home, away from their friends, up to Sacramento to be in a governor's mansion. You know, it's not hard to understand why they, in fact, might have become liberal, because what they see is conservatives and politics took their father away from them.
I'm curious, how did your dad react when you did something wrong? How would he discipline you?
He wouldn't. The mothers did.
So he was the nice guy?
My dad was the nice guy. It was the mother she had to worry about. My mother had a riding crop, but she only had to do it once. Mm-hmm. And then I got the message. I don't want to do that one again. But again, he left it to the mothers. He was working. They were the mothers. Mom was working too, but they were the disciplinarians in the family. Dad was never the disciplinarian. He was the guy, a good guy. He was the white hat. Mm-hmm. The women were the black hats.
Talking to Michael Reagan, his brand new book, Lessons My Father Taught Me. Do you think he would be able to handle the divisiveness any better than any other president currently?
Well, you know, he was divisive when he was president, when he ran for president of the United States. Remember, he had the vice president thought it was voodoo economics. So yeah, it was divided, but it was divided differently. It wasn't angry. It was divided within the party between the Rockefeller Republicans and the Reagan Republicans, if you will. But it wasn't name-calling, angry type of situation. And so it was easier to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, different than it is today. Mm-hmm. Putting Humpty Dumpty, how does Donald Trump bring Ted Cruz's people in, Marco Rubio's people in, you know, those others that ran against him that he absolutely demeaned? He's got to figure out a way to do that if he wants to win in November.
Talking to Michael Reagan, the brand new book, Lessons My Father Taught Me. You also talk in the book about his relationship with your brother, Ron Jr. What was it? Because you say there was a problem with the way he was raised. How would you describe that?
Well, no, it wasn't really a problem. The problem was the fact they have Ron 8 years old when their father gets into politics, governor of California. He moved this kid from his friends in Los Angeles to Sacramento, where he doesn't have any friends up there, and put him in a house that isn't his, a governor's mansion, instead of just being Ronald Reagan's son. It's a tough burden to carry. And, you know, I grew up as Jane Wyman's kid. Then I became Ronald Reagan's kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's finding your own identity, and it's very tough to find. And so he rebelled. I rebelled when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, rebelled, because you're looking to see who you are. Mm-hmm. And so he rebelled, became liberal, and I think, you know, became an atheist. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that politics really took, you know, their father, his father, away from him. And so he wasn't able to do all the things or spend the inordinate amount of time with his father that my sister Maureen and I, in fact, did. But my dad wasn't concerned about his politics. My dad was concerned about really his soul and his non-belief in God.
Were they able to come together before your dad passed?
No. They did not. No. Ron's still an atheist. He has a commercial out with him doing the commercial to raise money for the atheist groups. Mm-hmm. No, but that was my dad's hope, that he would become, you know, a believer in Christ mm-hmm. prior to his death. It didn't happen, but it didn't mean he didn't love his children.
Do you have a relationship with Ron Jr.?
Not that big of a relationship. We did years ago. We haven't had a relationship in really a long time, probably since the passing of my father, but that's not a surprise. Not surprising. I was Jane Wyman's son. They were Nancy's children. And that's kind of the way, you know, it kind of played out. Mm-hmm. You know, I was from a different era. I had different belief and political belief. I was from a different mother and all of those things. It doesn't mean I don't love them. Yeah. It just means that we don't have a relationship.
What was the underlying desire for him to actually seek the presidency?
Well, like what he told me back in 1976 when he lost. And I asked him, why in the heck did you want to become president? He said, for so long, he watched American presidents sit down with secretary generals of the Soviet Union. And every time we sit down with them, it seems we're asked to give up something to get along with them. And he said, I wanted to run for the presidency and win the presidency so I could sit down with the secretary general of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And while he was telling me what I was going to have to give up to get along with him, I wanted to get up from the table, walk around the other side of it, lean over and whisper in his ear, "Nyet." I want to be the first one to say "Nyet" to a secretary general of the Soviet Union. That was in August of 76. In October of 86, 10 years and a couple of months later, in Reykjavik, he's there with Mikhail Gorbachev. And Mikhail Gorbachev says he'll only sign on to the START agreement if, in fact, Ronald Reagan gives up SDI. My dad says no. My dad says "Nyet," turns and walks away from Reykjavik. And everybody thought that was the worst thing could happen to Ronald Reagan. They were looking at it as his legacy. Mm-hmm. But it became his legacy because when he walked away, we started to see everything else crumble. Soviet Union went on the ash heap of history like my dad said it would back in the day, and ultimately the Berlin Wall would come down.
But one last thing, Michael. What's it like when you're the son of Ronald Reagan? Everyone, I mean, as soon as you walk in the door, that's your identity now. How does that affect your life?
Well, you try not to let it affect your life. It's just people ask me, what do you do? Mm-hmm. you know, like, well, 8 books, 5 world records in Powerboat, the racing, 26 years in talk radio. But they're so overshadowed by your parents. I understand that my sister Maureen and I are the only two people ever born and raised in a family mm-hmm. of an Academy Award winning actress and a president of the United States. Nobody else has ever lived that life. And it so overshadows what you've done. So you've got to learn to say, okay, go with it, mm-hmm. and understand it and be proud that you had parents who cared enough for you to teach you how to make a living that just didn't give you things but formed who you are today. And I'm blessed by that. And that's why I wrote the book. I want people to see the other side of Ronald Reagan. You saw the political side. See the family side. See the father's side. And see the lessons I learned.
The book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. Michael Reagan, New York Times bestselling author and the eldest son of Ronald Reagan. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you.